Sitting behind bars, dressed in a gray inmate uniform, is Travis Oren of Columbus. He was arrested for not paying child support, but Oren faces a much bigger problem. He's been addicted to drugs for 7 years.
And once you start using, a lot of times you just give up and you just feel like there's no hope.
Hope is what Oren is starting to feel, because even though he's sitting behind bars, the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office has a program that connects Oren and other addicted inmates to treatment. The program uses medication known as Vivitrol, which has been proven to help opioid addicts.
A lot of times the same guys in and out, but now they're starting to get, you know, like the Vivitrol shot. They're trying to send them to programs so that, you know, they don't come back, because it's just a vicious cycle.
Lieutenant Gabe Carpenter leads the program. Not only are inmates connected to treatment, but a deputy drives them to the doctor immediately after they step foot out of jail.
Because they're faced with that question once they leave, oh my gosh, that craving comes back immediately as soon as that, the clang of the door, and they know they want it. And so we got to try to cut that part of it off.
This way of thinking is not just happening in jails. It's in hospitals, where medical personnel try to identify addicts through a screening process, then connect them to treatment. The Ohio Hospital Association says its most conservative projections show that Ohio could be managing over 90,000 opioid overdoses annually by 2025 if current trends continue. These programs are also in courthouses, where there are special court dockets for people who are brought in on drug charges. Those people can elect to receive treatment instead. These types of measures go by many names, such as integration, coordinated care, or perhaps most commonly known, intervention.
It's really important to find people who need treatment where they are.
Joshua Sharfstein is a director of the Johns Hopkins University's Public Health School and studies what different states do to curb the opioid epidemic. He says doctors can double the probability of successful treatment if they administer medication assistance such as Vivitrol or methadone in the emergency room.
Unfortunately, many hospitals don't offer that kind of treatment, which is kind of crazy if you think about, well, if you had a treatment that you could provide for diabetes in the emergency department, well, you'd expect every hospital to do it. And in fact, every hospital does do it.
Last year, Ohio's prisons enrolled 15,000 inmates into Medicaid so they could receive treatment once released. Special court dockets around the state helped more than 940 people get treatment and other services. Lori Chris is with the Ohio Council of Behavioral Health and Family Services Providers. They represent the groups that deliver treatment. She says these programs can grab an addict at a time in their life when they're open to help.
When a person is motivated and they have the capacity to take advantage of the opportunity of treatment available to them, then that's the time that we need to make sure we're engaged with them. So having law enforcement and hospitals know that the person's at a critical moment and connecting them immediately to behavioral health services is critically important.
Back in Pickaway County, Lieutenant Carpenter says more members of law enforcement are seeing the important role they can play by not just locking people up, but helping them for when they get out.
It's a win-win for me, because not only are they getting help becoming a productive member of society, but I don't have to see the revolving cycle. You know, we're trying to break it, and it's right now that's the best way that we can do it.
That same reevaluation is happening at hospitals and courtrooms too. For Travis Oren, he's seen the light of sobriety and felt the pain of relapse. But with this new treatment on the horizon, he feels this might be his way out for good.
There's hope out there. Just stay focused. If you go to some meetings as soon as you get out, if you're in jail or you're incarcerated, first thing I'd do would be go to a meeting, get a support group, get connected, and just stay motivated, and it gets better. It really does.
Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.